Okay, meditation on Chenrezig. So first, find a position that you can stay in for a while. Maybe move a little to the left and right. Then find your central spot, central channel. And what is really important is to make your spine long, as if somebody is pulling your spine up. Make it long. And also your shoulders wide, as if you'd have wings. So this is a correct position. And then you can hold your hands on your knees. You can also hold your right hand on your left with the palms upwards, thumbs together in your lap in a meditation posture. And if you sit like this, make sure there's always a little bit of space between your arms and your body. Now take a few deep breaths. Breathe in deeply. Breathe out deeply. And with each breath, you try to arrive more and more here in this room, in your body, but especially in this moment. You don't have to be anywhere else. You don't have to think about anything else. Just be here now, with your body, with your mind, completely at ease. See if you can feel your heart beating again, because we were so fortunate to have woken up this morning, and we don't have the, we're not sure if this will happen tomorrow, so let's make the most out of this precious day, also by setting a motivation for this day. So what is your intention? What is your motivation? And also, if we think of Chenrezig and this great compassion that he stands for, with this intention behind it, how would you like to see your day go? Also with the interaction with others, other beings, also animals. Set your motivation for this beautiful day so you can make the most out of it. Become aware of the warmth in your heart. The energy in your body. Move through the body, go to different parts of the body. Become aware of the sensations in each part. Such as at your face, left side of your face. Right side. And become aware of the five senses. Your mouth and taste. Your nose and smell. Your ears and sound. Your eyes and seeing. And also to touch the air around you, where it touches your skin. Your clothes touching your body. And just feel fully alive, present, totally relaxed, totally calm, but with a present mind. And then think of all the beautiful Buddhas and Bodhisattvas and how they inspire us on our path. can take refuge in the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. Sangye chirang soki chok nam la jang chu badu rag ni kyap su chi dagi jin sogi pesunam ki dro la pen sir sangye dru ba sho. Until I'm enlightened, I go for refuge to the Buddha, the Dharma, and Sangha. By practicing generosity and the other perfections, may I attain the state of enlightenment in order to benefit all sentient beings. Until I'm enlightened, I go for refuge to the Buddha, the Dharma, and Sangha. By practicing generosity and the other perfections, may I attain the state of enlightenment in order to benefit all sentient beings. Now we'll try to generate bodhicitta, the bodhicitta motivation within ourselves, by thinking about the four immeasurable thoughts. And the first is, may all sentient beings have happiness and the cause of happiness. Here you try to wish all beings well, doesn't matter if you like them or not like them. Just wish them well so their minds can be peaceful and joyful. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. And again, it doesn't matter if you like them or not like them. Just to be free of suffering and its causes. And sometimes it's even good to think about the people we don't like or that have hurt us. And try to see that it is because of their suffering, because of their distorted mind, that they do horrible things. If their minds would be peaceful, if their minds would be joyful, they would behave in an entirely different way. So may also they be free of suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings never be separated from the happiness of higher rebirth and liberation from samsara. And here we rejoice in other people's goodness and good qualities, the antidote to jealousy. And we wish that they may keep on developing themselves and reach higher levels of consciousness. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity. And equanimity helps us to open our hearts in an equal way to everybody, without bias or prejudice, without being attached to some people and holding them close, and also without having an aversion to others and keeping them at a distance or on purpose. So we really see that everybody, every being, wants exactly the same thing as we do, simply to be free of suffering and be happy. And with this in our minds, we think about beautiful Chenrezig, think of his wonderful qualities, And what it would be like if we would accomplish those qualities within ourselves, within our own mind. What would it be like to truly have this infinite compassion, infinite patience, this deep wisdom, always ready to help anyone in need? And what would it be like to always know exactly what to do in any given situation? Because your mind is so clear, your compassion and wisdom is so clear, and it has this power behind it, flame of energy behind it. And all these wonderful qualities we will visualize in the form of Chenrezig in front of us. But first you visualize a beautiful, bright blue sky. Think of your favorite color, blue. Color the sky with it. And you're sitting in the midst of it. And in this clear sky in front of you, appears a beautiful, fully opened lotus flower. It's a multicolored lotus flower. So see the colors of your flower. All these different petals. And really try to visualize it three-dimensional, like a hologram. Because it's not a static image, it's a vivid image. Maybe there's still drops of dew on the lotus petals. Maybe they slowly move in the wind. And in the heart of this open lotus, there are two flat round cushions, a golden one representing the sun. On top of that, a white one representing the moon. And now this wonderful quality of infinite compassion is being manifested in the form of Chenrezig that sits upon these cushions, upon the lotus, with his body made of a radiant, pure, white light. He wears the clothes of a prince of Indian royalty that do not touch his body directly, but float slightly around him. Beautiful scarves made of the finest fabrics in all different colors. He sits with his legs in full lotus position, fully crossed. His body radiating this beautiful white light. And he's got four arms. And his first two hands are in front of his heart, holding a beautiful multicolored jewel, wish-fulfilling jewel. This jewel is transparent, contains all the colors of the rainbow, and through the light that comes from his heart, shining through the jewel, this multicolored rainbow light extends in all directions. His second right hand, he holds a crystal mala, a rosary, which is shaped in the form of an 8. His second left hand, he holds a beautiful lotus flower, blue lotus flower, that blossoms beside his ear. And if you focus on his face, you see he's got a beautiful, loving, compassionate gaze that is directed at you and at the same time at all other living beings, all sentient beings. Really try to make a connection with Chenrezig in front of you. Focusing on his face, seeing his beautiful, compassionate gaze. Really feel that he is free of judging, free of any critical thoughts, He accepts you just as you are right now, sitting in front of him. And each feature represents his all-seeing mind. He's got beautiful long hair, dark blue black hair. He wears it over his shoulders, but also in hair knots on top of his head. He wears a golden crown with 5 jewels in it. He wears golden necklaces, golden bracelets on all his 4 arms. And the clothes that he wears are made of the finest fabrics, scarves floating around his body. Because also this, you really visualize 3-dimensional, vivid, not a static image. And over Chenrezig's left shoulder, the skin of the Kashyapa deer is draped, symbolizing his loving and gentle nature. And when you see this beautiful Chenrezig in front of you, when you see that he looks at you, his heart fills up with love and compassion for you. And when in a moment we recite Chenrezig's mantra, you visualize that from his heart, through the jewel that he holds in front of his heart, this beautiful, pure rainbow light appears. It's a radiant light in white, red, blue, yellow, and green, all these different colors. When we recite the mantra, you visualize that this multicolored light comes to the top of your head, your crown chakra. And while reciting the mantra, you visualize that this light flows down slowly into your body through the crown chakra, filling up your complete body. Pushing away all the negativities of mind and body. You can even visualize them leaving your body at the bottom, going into the earth. So really try to feel and visualize this light, multicolored light from Chenrezig, flowing into your body through your crown while we recite the mantra, Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 the mantra inside. So continue reciting the mantra inside while you focus on the feelings, sensations, and the visualization of this light entering your body, pushing away all negativities. Simply no space for them anymore. And your body filling up with this rainbow light. And with each mantra, this light in yourself becomes stronger and stronger. Oh, body, Padme Om. Oh, Mani Padme Hum, Mani Padme Hum, Mani Padme Hum. Oh, Mani Padme Hum, Mani Padme Hum. Oh, Mani Padme Hum. Oh, Mani Padme Hum, Mani Padme Hum, Mani Padme Hum. Oh, Mani Padme Hum, Mani Padme Hum, Mani Padme Hum, Mani Padme Hum. Oh, Mani Padme Hum, 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 Mani Padme Hum. Oh, Mani Padme Hum. Really feel Charizard's compassionate light inside of you, becoming stronger and stronger with each mantra. You're just a body of light. Oh, Mani Padme Hum, Mani Padme Hum. Oh, Mani Padme Hum, Mani Padme Hum. Oh, Mani Padme Hum, Mani Padme Hum, Mani Padme Hum. Oh, Mani Padme Hum. Oh, Mani Padme Hum, Mani Padme Hum. Oh, Mani Padme Hum, Mani Padme Hum. While we recite Chinrezig's mantra once more, you visualize that now this beautiful sparkling light flows in all directions, not only towards you, but towards all sentient beings into this universe, on this earth, all parts of the earth, to all beings, even till the tiniest insect. So it also, of course, includes you, and then you also feel that from your heart, you're also spreading this compassionate light that is now inside you to all sentient beings. So really try to feel and visualize that. We recite Chinrezig's mantra once more. Om Mani Padme Hum, 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 Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Really feel and visualize that you're just a shell of this beautiful, compassionate light of Chenrezig, and that at the same time, all other sentient beings, all beings in this world, are touched by the same compassionate light. Gives a peaceful feeling, spacious feeling, and a blissful feeling. Feel that you are purified, both body and mind has become one. Chenrezig is still very strong and vivid in front of you, sitting on this beautiful lotus. And then you see that this gorgeous lotus throne that he sits on slowly dissolves into the sun and the moon cushion in its heart. And that the sun and the moon cushion slowly absorb into Chenrezig. And Chenrezig in front of you, you see, becomes smaller and smaller and even smaller, and melts into the small ball of multicolored light containing the essence of all his amazing qualities. And then you see that this small ball of multicolored light, sparkling light, slowly comes towards you, to the top of your head. And really try to feel how it slowly enters through your crown chakra, as if you are taking a pill of goodness and good qualities through your crown chakra. Once inside your head, it immediately lights up your face again. And this bright, sparkling light slowly flows down through your face, passes your nose and mouth, throat, shoulders, your chest. And this light, Chenrezig's light of compassion, finally rests in your heart, from where it spreads its light to all other parts of your body. And really try to keep Chenrezig's light, the essence of Chenrezig, in your heart all day long. And in the end, we also think of all the teachers that inspire us on our own spiritual path and wish them a long life, such as for His Holiness the Dalai Lama. And there's this small prayer, long life prayer for the Dalai Lama, which goes like this. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All-powerful Chenrezig Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. And then at the end of this meditation, we dedicate the merit that we generated through this meditation. And you can dedicate it to something or somebody in particular. Maybe somebody who is ill or a certain situation that you can think of, or a situation that the world is in now. So now do a personal dedication, and then we'll end with a dedication prayer. Kewa dinyu duda, glama sangye drukunye, drova chiku malupa, kyoki sala gopar shok. Jangchup sanchok rinpoche, ma kepa nam ge gyuji, kepa nyampa mepa jang, gungne gungdu pelbar shok. Through the merits of this virtuous meditation, may it quickly attain the enlightened state of Chenrezig, and lead all living beings without exception into that enlightened state. May the precious bodhicitta mind that has not arisen arise and grow, and may that which has arisen never diminish, but increase more and more. Om. Now just take your time to slowly come out of the meditation. Maybe by moving your body a little, maybe by stretching your arms and your neck. And then slowly open your eyes again.